I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality. With rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification, their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvests, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows goes from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. Facing a certain shadow that you feel comfortable sharing, but if you don't, please don't.
Oh, you know, I will say anything. I mean, what shadow have I not been facing would be the real question. When I woke up on January 1st of this year and was covered in head to toe hives and my body was so uncomfortable, I couldn't even be embraced by Jonathan. And I couldn't sleep. I didn't sleep for months. I mean, I would sleep for a couple hours a night, but this insomnia started giving me this type of severe chronic fatigue that was becoming so debilitating and so depressing because anyone who lives in this world that we live in, you need to have energy in order to be able to do the things that you want to do the things that make you happy. I couldn't go to yoga. I couldn't really spend time outside because I couldn't have sun on my skin. I couldn't really be around people because I was so uncomfortable because my skin was on fire. So I started just kind of yearning for complete solitude, which is why I booked my trip to Bali and ultimately to this water fasting center. So between Bali and this water fasting center, I've been gone for 2 months. I did go home for a couple days to LA in between, and I had all these grand plans for all the things I would do and all the people I would see and all the friends that I would celebrate because I missed them so much when I was in Bali. And I got back to LA, and I think that was kind of like rock bottom for me because I had spent all this time getting clear in Bali, and it wasn't like a glamorous trip in many ways. I wanted to go all over Bali. I wanted to spend time at the beach in the jungle. I wanted to do breathwork trainings and meet with Kundalini masters and just have this like deeply transformative spiritual trek. And because of the state of health that I was in when I got there, I couldn't do any of that. I stayed in Ubud the whole time. I was able to do a few yoga classes, but mostly I was just writing poetry, just spending a lot of time on the rooftop of my hotel and, you know, missing people back home and just really digging deep as to what was I doing there? And why did I even go there for 3 weeks by myself? So I faced a lot of demons and a lot of my shadow side while I was there. And it also, it just hit me really hard that changes have to be made in my life, but then I wasn't even sure what they are. So that was freaking me out. And I was just kind of in this huge back and forth of like, okay, I know I'm opening psychically. I'm speaking to my teacher who has passed away. I'm speaking to my friend Bryce who passed away last summer. I'm like channeling so much information through them, but why can't I access this when I'm not in complete solitude? Like, do I have to make myself isolated from the world in order to tap into this spiritual, like, third eye opening, amazing, what feels like such a beautiful gift? I don't want to have to isolate myself for that because that doesn't make me happy either. So I was having just like this horrible back and forth of like, oh my God, I'm going to get back to LA. My skin hasn't healed at all. I still have insomnia. I'm still fatigued. I still think I have an autoimmune disease and I'm going to get back and my family and everyone who loves me is going to be like, why did you go if you're not getting better? So I don't, I mean, this is all like stream of consciousness coming out of me, what I'm saying to you right now,
this is
but like that,
beautiful though.
Yeah, in a nutshell, that would be a lot of the dark stuff that I've been facing. And then here at the Water Fasting Center, it's only been amplified because I haven't been eating. I mean, of course, only water. And that's a spiritual experiment and quest in itself. And that has been beautiful and has brought me closer to the earth and closer to myself. But it's also been a huge physical struggle. I didn't even have the energy to move from my bed to my yoga mat, which is on the floor right next to my bed, which gave me, of course, this whole new appreciation for the energy that I did have that I wasn't giving myself credit for because I've been so fatigued. But I certainly have enough energy to move myself through life and be, you know, a human who's very lucky to have very good health compared to most people in this world or compared to many sick people in this world. So my eyes were very opened. When I was here at the Water Fasting Center, I had a huge, huge, huge burst of awakening of like, I don't care how sick I feel when I leave here and when I go back to my life, because I know what I want out of life. And I want to be happy. And I don't want to let being so sick like this hold me back from everything that it has held me back from all year. I haven't been able to work. I haven't been able to work with brands, host events, really spend time with friends. I have cried almost every single time I've been around Jonathan, I mean, which is, you know, daily. And I just haven't been myself. And I just want to get back to myself. So I think the huge realization I've had here is it almost doesn't matter to me how much pain I'm in or how uncomfortable I am. I'm just going to push past it because I'm so much stronger than I thought I was.
Oh, hell yeah, you are. And she's there. She might be changing, but she is so prominent and so there. And that desire that pushed you for that solo getaway and that isolation, I could be wrong, but it feels like, it seems like the universe drained you of that energy so you didn't seek anything external for your healing, such as going to the breathwork classes and seeing a waterfall, but to you were able to find it on your own and connect with your teacher and Bryce when you were on your own, and you were able to deeply connect with yourself and now heal through the words of your poetry on your own. And of course, if isolation is not what you feel called to do, don't. Like, there's no
way. Right.
That being isolated does not make you a more spiritual person. You know, like that.
Totally.
We're all spiritual beings. You just have this soul seeking energy about you because you really want to be, like you said, happy. That's all that we're all seeking. You're at this water fest to heal and just to be happy. Everything that you just said, I hope so many people take in the fact that you are truly so intuitive in listening and listening to yourself, listening to the universe to guide you for whatever is going on internally and externally. So I just applaud you for that so much.
Thank you so much. And that really resonates what you say about the universe put me in this position of being so exhausted and fatigued so that I wouldn't seek outer means to heal. And I mean, you saying that just makes me think you are definitely so tuned in to me, and to everything, to the whole universe, because that's also what I came to, which is that this whole journey, the Saturn return journey, the health journey, just journey of life for me so far, is about coming to learn that I am my own healer. And
yeah.
I've been obsessed with seeking out healers for many years now, probably back to being a child and going to therapy, and then being obsessed with every single medium and shaman and psychic and every single thing, as you know, because you listen to my podcast. I mean, I absorb this information. I'm like, okay, now I have to be a human design reader, or now I have to be an astrologer, because I get so into all these beautiful healing modalities. But what I've ultimately come to learn is that I'm here to be my own healer. I don't have to constantly seek these outside ways to be better, because those ways have never actually worked for me in the long run anyway.
Oh,
And
chills.
right. And then that reminds me of one other thing that happened in Bali, where I did see a healer. She was like an intuitive Reiki master, all these things. And I went to see her, and she couldn't have been more of a disappointment. I just immediately felt her energy did not mesh with mine. The vibe was very negative. Right away, she was asking me to feature her on my blog, but she hadn't given me like any information about me, or, she hadn't channeled anything at all, and kind of tried to sway me in different directions for career paths, which is not why I was coming to her. And everything about it felt so icky and felt so just very, 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 very black energy that took me weeks to release. But I know that that happened for a reason, because I left my session with her so disappointed, but I started writing about it immediately in the notes section on my phone, which is where I do a lot of my writing, because it just flows into
Same.
my head with wild
Yes.
abandon.
I love
Yes.
it. I love it.
You totally get it. And so I'm writing furiously as I'm walking away from her little cabin, and instantly, I realized she was put in my path to show me that I am my own healer, and I don't need to see any other healers while I'm here in Bali. That's not why I came. She doesn't know me. She didn't take the time to read my energy. She has a lot of her own issues, which that would be a whole podcast episode in itself. But it was so clear to me. Okay, I saw her for a reason. Now I can thank her virtually and send love to her for giving me this actually beautiful gift, maybe the biggest gift any healer has ever given me.
She doesn't know me. I love that. But
Yeah.
your
Nope.
exposure, I realize though, your exposure to these, I'm actually the opposite, where I'm actually not interested in seeing a lot of healers because I think it's because so many of them misdiagnosed me right away that I've been resistant. So, but I think that the reason why you saw all those healers and it's so beautiful is that you might have received some of their energy, and that opened you up to this mediumship and this form of psychic, that exchange of energy may have possibly opened that portal for you. Could be wrong, but that is
Yeah.
something that just came to mind. But you're right about your experience with her. That is so beautiful, and that's confirmation for you that that's not where your mind is at these days. You're not in this game, you're in this life, you're in this soul, not in this chasing career game. And that is so beautiful that she also gave that, it seems like, to you too. That's another thing I
Exactly.
heard from this.
You're right.